Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The new draft resolution is a response to North Korea's January nuclear test and February rocket launch, both violating existing international sanctions imposed on Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile program. It's expected the Security Council will vote on the proposed sanctions resolution over the weekend. President Obama spoke late Thursday after meeting with his national security team about the fight against the Islamic State. We get more now from Zlatica Hoke.
President Obama said a cessation of hostilities in Syria is scheduled to start Friday at midnight, but acknowledged that even under the best of circumstances, all violence is not expected to end immediately.
Everybody knows what needs to happen, and that is all parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege, and a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments.
Obama said the fight to destroy Islamic State will take time, but he said concerted coalition efforts have weakened the group substantially in the past year. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar tells VOA he's assured UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon he's ready to return to the capital Juba in March to take up his position as the first vice president. Machar said Ban promised to support the accord he signed with President Salva Kiir. You can get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union is poised to further tighten border controls to deal with the unprecedented influx of migrants that's straining the resources of even the wealthier nations in the bloc. Meeting in Brussels Thursday, the EU ministers raised the prospect of such unilateral measures if the number of migrants arriving from Turkey has not dropped significantly by the time of an EU-Turkey summit set for next month. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke late on Thursday about Turkey and the migration situation.
In case of rescue of persons coming via Turkey, they will be taken back to Turkey. In carrying out their tasks, our nations will abide by national and international law.
Meantime, Greece has recalled its ambassador to Austria following a dispute over the migrant crisis. A part of the story now from Henry Ridgewell.
Several thousand refugees are stranded on Greece's border with Macedonia after travel restrictions were imposed Sunday. Macedonia, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia and Austria appear to be denying entry to all refugees apart from Syrians and Iraqis. The migrants' refused passage were being bussed back to Athens. The Greek Prime Minister warned he would not allow the country to be turned into a warehouse of souls. A majority of EU states last year voted in favour of relocating 120,000 refugees across the bloc, but several Eastern European states are refusing to accept quotas. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Fear and alarm about the Zika virus is intense in Brazil because of its links to birth defects after a fact-finding mission to Brazil. Dr. Margaret Chan, who heads the World Health Organization, had an ominous message. She said things can get worse before it gets better. In U.S. presidential politics, the latest debate among Republican candidates late Thursday turned into a shouting match as they tackled issues such as illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. Frontrunner Donald Trump, his closest rivals, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, as well as Ohio Governor John Kasich and neurosurgeon Ben Carson, met on the debate stage in Houston, Texas. Thursday's debate precedes next week's so-called Super Tuesday election, which will take place in a number of states. For the Democrats, there is a primary in South Carolina tomorrow, pitting former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton is favored to win in South Carolina. The two contenders are battling in 11 states for Super Tuesday. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.